From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A recent Sun Sentinel article looked at South Florida suburbs building downtown centers. Lisanne Ramos spoke with the executive director of the Margate Community Redevelopment Agency, Diane Colonna, on their city's plans.
If you can tell me what the appeal of having a downtown is.
Well, I think the appeal is to have many different uses located within walking distance. If you can walk to shopping, walk to restaurants, walk to your job, you don't have to rely so much on a car. And traffic is a nightmare. People aren't happy sitting in traffic. So it's really creating a sense of community, a sense of place where people can enjoy all different facets of life, again, without having to drive from place to place.
Where are people going in Margate now to hang out?
Well, that's the problem. I think we've been having outside festivals and events on this property now. It's vacant land, and we get a lot of people coming to those things. We have food trucks and music and all, but those are only, you know, occasionally that we can have those. Otherwise, people are, you know, they're going to the strip malls or their, you know, restaurants along 441, but there's really no central gathering place, so we're anxious to create that.
And there are many South Florida towns doing this. So
yeah. There's really a term for it, if you read the literature, called urban burbs, where they're trying to create hybrid downtowns in the suburbs, because there's a real longing for this. When you live in the suburbs and you don't have a place that you can identify as your hometown, doesn't have a central identification like this, people do miss that, and they're trying to search for that. So this is a great trend, I think.
That was Executive Director Diane Colonna of the Margate Community Redevelopment Agency. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.